So this is a story that Rabbi Shlomo Rishkin writes in his book. He tells a story, and it's about the founding of Efrat, where we're at right now, and has a beautiful, beautiful message. So when he was 19 years in the Lincoln Square Synagogue, he really got the shul going, Hashem, and shulim. Basically, he 19 years, and they finally decide the shul's okay without me. We're going to fulfill our life's dream and make Aliyah, move to the land of Israel. And to make sure that it wasn't just like a one-time decision, so they decided they sold their apartment for much less than it was worth on the market, and him and his wife moved to this place called Efrat, which is virtually unheard of. No one lived there. There was no paved roads. There was no electricity. And Efrat, people know better than me, it's freezing here in the winter. And there was no paved cell phones. There was no phones. Yeah. So he moves here with his wife. And then he finds out that instead of the apartment costing $100,000, it's going to cost $300,000. And he didn't hire a lawyer. So he gets the news that this new job that he's going to take instead of his cushy rabbi job in New York is only a third of the salary because they only had 20 students. And one day he just wakes up in the middle, he's waking up with a cold sweat, like, what the heck was I thinking? Why did I move to Efrat from America? He had already sold his house. What the heck was I thinking? Okay, so one night he gets a knock on the door, and the head security guard of Efrat says, Yala, you're the new guy in town. You have a 2-to-6 shift. So Riskin was like, you mean shooting things? And like, I've never killed like a mosquito. Like, I don't know how to do that. And he's like, don't worry. I'll train you. We'll go out to the forest. I'll show you how to shoot an Uzi. It'll be fine. So like, his wife and kids are like, okay, we're sleeping in Yerushalayim tonight. Like, if Tati's guarding the town. But anyways, he learns how to use an Uzi, and from 2 to 6, he's guarding Efrat. So what do you do on a guard shift? You schmooze. So him and the head security guard, it was a guy from Holland, and they're walking around Efrat schmoozing. So he asked him, Rabbi Rishkin, how do you make Aliyah? So Rabbi Rishkin says, well, I was a rabbi of a big shul, and I have this Zionistic idea, so I decided to sacrifice it, and I moved to Israel. And he's kind of feeling bad for himself. So he asked, no, and how about you? How did you end up making Aliyah? So the man, let's call him Yoni.
Yoni.
Because I forgot his name. But Yoni from Holland says, well, the truth is, I actually wasn't even Jewish. And I converted. And that's how I ended up making Aliyah. So he says, how did that happen? He says, well, here's the story. It was 1967. I was growing up in Holland. And I was a normal Christian going to church every day. And then suddenly I'm in the newspaper. What do I see? In big signs, Israel wins the war, the Six-Day War. And for some reason, my heart was captivated. I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I was researching Israel, and suddenly, when they asked me to sign up, instead of signing up to meet with the church in high school, I wanted to meet the rabbi, and I wanted Hebrew lessons. And one thing led to the next. Eventually, I was learning Hebrew, and I was even thinking about converting. And one day there was something that God sent me. It was like pushing me more on my path. I was just learning Hebrew, and then I saw I was mumbling Birkat HaMazon. And who do I see mumbling along with me? My mother. She's also like singing Baruch Ha. And I'm like, Mom, how do you know that? I thought you were a good church girl. She said, no, I used to work for religious Jews before the war, before the Holocaust. So I know this benching song. So he took that as a sign from God. And he keeps going. Ultimately, he makes Aliyah, and he goes to a place called Kfar Etzion to learn Hebrew in this ulpan, and he ends up converting. He's about to finish the process of conversion. He flies back to his family to tell them the good news that he's converting to Judaism. He tells them, Mom and Dad, and he's eating vegetarian at that point, a vegetarian meal. Mom and Dad, I'm converting to Judaism. and his mother faints. His mother, they wake her up. Why does his mother faint?
She's Jewish.
As you can guess, because you've heard enough of my stories by now. She was Jewish. She was Jewish the whole time. And what happened was she survived the Holocaust. And after the Holocaust, she said she never wants her children to have to go through another Holocaust again. And so if she survives the war, she's going to be Christian. And so she was. She was a good Christian. But she said, Yoni, if you want to be, to return to religion of your grandparents after so many years, I give you my blessing and no problem. And so it was. He ended up converting to Judaism and moving to Efrat. You're right. He didn't have to convert. You're right. I forgot that. He didn't have to convert because he was already Jewish. And that was a story that he told Rabbi Rishkin on that night, on that shift. And Rabbi Rishkin said, and that night he made up in his heart that no matter how hard it is and no matter how little sense it makes, he's here to stay. He's staying in Efrat. He's not going to leave no matter what. Because Hashem has fulfilled his promise that he told to Moshe Rabbeinu 2,000 years ago. He said, no matter how far you've been scattered throughout the earth, God will take you back. He'll take you back from the ends of the earth and bring you back to your land. He'll bring you back. And if Hashem fulfilled his promise to bring this guy back to his land, he's going to fulfill his promise to bring peace to the land of Israel and to bring the Mashiach and Heira B'Yameinu. So when we walk the streets of Efrat tonight, which Rabbi Rishkin played such an instrumental part in making, right? He established all the shuls around here and everything. We can thank that security guard, and we can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing back every Jew from the corners of the earth, and Bezrat Hashem should all come back soon. Bezrat Hashem. Amen. And now we can have pizza.